Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're very happy with the win. We had a great lead, build into the camp, and yeah, we're really impressed with the way he played.
Hey, it's a feather in your cap. You've played 25 test matches, scored 16 tries, so you've been on the receiving end of some beatings at the hands of the Australians, and here you are for the first time since 1953. Not even I was born then. You've had 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Obviously, getting to a level of consistency where we can put some wins together against Australia is you know, awesome. Being part of a couple of wins that have, you know, come in a few matches in tournaments and that, but yeah, this is definitely the first one on the Anzac test, and also yeah, the first time we've won 3 in a row.
It's incredible. Yeah, the first mid-year test match won by New Zealand since 1998. Jason, what's been the difference? What's been the difference in the side? I mean, we talk about, you know, the opposition, they go about them being old and all of those things. Well, that's poppycock, because if you look at the players individually, they're still outstanding. Well, Cameron Smith, are you going to say he's no good? Or I know that, you know, Cooper Cronk, they're all in it. Jonathan Thurston, they're all on the other side of 30. So you're not going to say, well, you boys go. They'll be playing State of Origin and doing well. But what has been the difference from your side of things?
Well, I think we've put a lot more emphasis on ourselves, I think, and not so much, you know, not focusing so much on our opposition. I think it's especially with these, you know, mid-year tests when you've only got a week to prepare. The more time you spend focusing on yourself, the better you're going to end up being. So I think turning our focus to ourselves and getting our preparation right is definitely a step in the right direction for us, and something we've been using for the last few tests.
Well, I can use a comparison with your club form, belief. You've turned things around there. You've won 6 in a row, so all of a sudden you go from not going that well with the same personnel effectively to believing in yourselves, and now you've won 6 in a row there, and now you're on a roll, and, you know, don't worry about what technically it says, but you're the best rugby league team in the world now.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, all those sort of club things aside, I think that's what's important, you know, no matter how people are going at the clubs, once you get to into a test jersey, you know, you're doing it for your country, and they're all people from all different types of clubs, all different places playing for the same team. So I think you need to put the form aside, whether it's good or bad, and make sure you push towards the cause for us. So I think we did a good job of that, and it does really help.
Yeah. You got a late call up too, because Dallin with Tenny Zalesniak suspended, and that gave you an opportunity.
Yeah, well, yeah, one I wasn't expecting, and hence the moon boot for the first few days of camp. But yeah, it was unfortunate for Dallin, but I'm sure his opportunity is coming very soon. And yeah, I was very happy to be part of the game on the weekend. You know, especially considering it wasn't originally named, and I think those extra couple of days might have helped my cause as well.
Yeah, that's another thing. Now, there's all of a sudden New Zealand are getting depth, and this is another discussion. Jason, you, even in the forwards, you know, you've got players that missed out, like Tal Malolo, Alex Glenn. You've got Elijah Taylor's injured. Warrior Hargreaves come in. Then you've got your Dallin with Tenny Zalesniak, your Dean Farre. So you're getting some depth too. So New Zealand all of a sudden becomes a force.
Yeah, well, I think that's been building over the last few years. Obviously, you've seen, you know, the under-20s competition is filled with a lot of kids of New Zealand heritage, and hopefully, you know, all those people pick to play for New Zealand, because it is an awesome to represent your country. And I think, you know, you've seen what's been happening in the last few years, and the way that we've built up, you know, New Zealand Rugby League's done a great job of keeping in touch with, you know, Kiwis over here with New Zealand heritage. So I think that's just coming from the game getting bigger in New Zealand, obviously, but also being in touch with our juniors that play over here.
Now, you set up an incredible try in that first half. That was really a big bonus coming into half time when you kicked it ahead, and Greg Inglis couldn't clean it up, and Sean Kenny Dow scored the try.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was a good, pretty brave play by Sean and Roger to shift it out to our side. But yeah, I think it was Kenny Dowser just told ahead, so I did, and like got a pretty ugly bounce for Greggy, and we were both pretty happy the way it finished, that's for sure.
Now you weren't opposite him, but Josh Dugan played in the wing for Australia, your teammate at the Dragons. How is he? I know he's going to have scans today. Have we got any news?
No, I haven't heard anything back yet. I don't think he's sort of, nothing too serious is what they're thinking as of today. So hopefully we'll hear some news on him today or tomorrow. And, I'm sure he'll be pushing to play if he's right.
And what a game again for your fellow winger, Manu Vatuvei. What a player.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's unstoppable.
He's a funny guy,
I think. Yeah, he's really good. He takes a really positive approach to the game, and I think you see the way he runs. He doesn't take a backward step either, and he was awesome last night. And really credit to him for the way he turned up, and just got really stuck in. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, and Alex Johnston, he was on debut, and you're up against him, and you'll be playing him against next Monday night for the Dragons for South Sydney when you the Dragons take on the Rabbitohs at ANZ Stadium.
No, it was good coming up against another kid that's on debut, and sure it'll be another tough challenge when we come up and play them Monday night. They're going so well, but they're definitely a quality opposition who you can't take lightly. Otherwise, they will beat us. So really looking forward to that test next Monday, and we've got 7 days to prepare now. So it's back on the horse.
With about 5 minutes to go, Greg Bird has tipped you up. He's been charged with a dangerous throw. He's looking at a big suspension, and that's mainly because of prior offences. What were you thinking at the time?
Get caught in those positions every now and then in rugby league. I suppose the first thing you think of is trying to make sure your head doesn't hit the ground first. And I got a bit of whiplash, but it wasn't really contact with my head to the ground initially. So, I think you just sort of think, protect yourself, and
the rules are there. He's facing a charge, so we're not going into it. But you would have got a fright.
Yeah, I got a fright, but I was lucky. Lucky enough, my head didn't hit the ground first, and it was just back of my shoulders, and got a bit of whiplash, like I said. But hopefully he's gets an all right outcome. Can go either way, obviously.
Yeah, that's out of your control, Jason. Now, finally, when we're talking about International Rugby League, someone like you, Jason, can't play State of Origin. So International Rugby League has got to be looked after. We've spoken about that before, but surely we could have two test matches in the 1 year, Australia and New Zealand, not just the one. I mean, it's like Pacquiao Mayweather. Wouldn't you like another crack?
I'm sure they would. And we definitely wouldn't shy away from that. As many games for New Zealand as we can play, the better for us. And I think they definitely could find a place for a couple of years. And I think, most years, other than this year, they do. So it's a shame to not have a second game or third game this year. But, almost every other year, they manage to square us up against each other.
Well, Jason, congratulations, mate. And well done on your club form, or the Dragons form as a whole. It's been fantastic. And New Zealand, a fantastic achievement, mate. And you're scoring plenty of tries and doing good things. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Gibby. Cheers.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.